Hey, 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 and thank you so much for tuning in to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. With this week's episode, I decided not to do an additional episode because I want to make sure that you all are encouraged. There are over 110 other podcast episodes that you all could literally just binge on. I'm sure that there is something that you all haven't listened to yet that you could really, really benefit from. The other thing is that I pray that you all are safe during this COVID-19 time. Just know that I am praying for you all, praying for you and your families, and I really hope and pray that you all are thinking about how you are going to grow your business, how are you going to maintain your business, and how are you going to brand your business. So there are several different episodes that are here where you can listen to and kind of just give you a jump start on when things get back to normal, how you could adjust that way. So please make sure that you go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. The other thing that I would like for you all to do as well is please make sure that you write a review. Now, I am sure that you all have been enjoying a lot of the interviews that I have had. And if you all would love to see more of the individuals that I have been interviewing, please make sure that you write a review and leave us a 5-star review so that people will know how to find the show. And this will also help the podcast audience to grow, as well as getting other guests that are top of in their field, in their area of expertise, if you all would like to know who they are. The next thing is, these are just a couple of announcements. The next thing that I want you all to do is to make sure that you follow us on Instagram. We have been uploading content on Instagram, and I would love to engage with you all, not for you all to just follow me, but I legit want to follow you all back because I want to know who you are. I want to know if you have kids. I want to know who you are. So please make sure that you follow us on Instagram at arichlife.co. That way, and it's not like a follow for follow, because if you are listening to this podcast, then you know what A Rich Life is. So it's not that type of thing. So make sure that you follow us on Instagram. I would love for you all to see some of the things that are going on. I love the Instagram as well, because a lot of times on the podcast, you only hear someone's voice, but when you go on Instagram, you can put a face with the voice, you know? So let's just try to just connect everything all the way through. Again, that is arichlife.co on Instagram. The other announcement that I have to make for you all briefly is if you haven't done so already, please make sure that you go and listen to the album Godfidence. Now, if you all want a little more inspiration, if you all, you know, want to hear how God is always watching you, if you all are sometimes feeling down with this pandemic and you need some music that would really, really lift you up, that would uplift your spirits, that will help make you to feel better, if you are looking for songs that you can dance in your kitchen to, or just songs that will really help you during this time, and not just during this time, but during just period, please make sure and thank you all who are going to go and purchase Godfidence. Now, you could get the album on you can purchase my album on iTunes. It's also on Amazon Music. It's also on Tidal. It's also pretty much wherever you could find music at. The other thing, I would love to see who's listening to the music. If you tag me, then I can make sure that I tag you on my stories or give you a special shout out. So if you haven't done so already, please make sure that you go purchase the song. Now, what I have been doing is I have been adding the songs at the end of each episode, but I figured that since I've been doing that for so long, I would love for y'all to have this music on the go while you are washing your dishes, or while you are folding your clothes, or doing your task as a mom, as a wife, or as a sister, a friend, or a mentor. So the album is all in one place where you don't have to pick and choose between a podcast episode, but it's to your convenience and at your convenience. So make sure that you do that. So this week, it'll be a replay from one of the previous episodes, but I want you all to make sure that you purchase the album. Make sure that you follow us on Facebook. And I mean, well, we have a Facebook page, Facebook page too, but make sure you follow us on Instagram because that's where we do a lot of our stuff. And if you do that, then we'll just do a special giveaway coming up. That's all. So once you follow us on Instagram, once you make sure that you purchase the album and make sure that you write a review, do those three things. You can screenshot them and send it to me on Instagram at arichlife.co, and I will have a special gift or a special something for you all. During this time. So please make sure that you do that. Again, thank you all so much. I know that there are a million and one things that you could be doing in the world. However, you decided that you wanted to take the time out of your busy schedule to listen to A Rich Life. And I must say, I really, really appreciate you all. I love you all. My heart is with you all every single day. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Remember to leave a rating. Remember to share it. And we will be back next week. Hello. I am Alicia Richard, and thank you so much for listening to A Rich Life Podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. In today's episode, I am extremely excited about today's guest. Guess what? They are from some of the one-on-one sessions that I have been able to do. So as I said before, until January of 2020, I will be doing free one-on-one strategy calls. So if you feel like you want to know how to brand yourself, if you have questions about how just to start, how to be consistent, and you want to know how you can work with me on a one-to-one basis, now is the time. And I'll repeat myself, now is the time. Because when January of 2020 comes, it's going to be different. It's no longer going to be like a complimentary session. So if you feel like you want to just kind of just get your life together, you know, if you feel like, you know, you've been struggling with your confidence, if you've been feeling like you don't know how to start, if you have been feeling like you don't know how to brand yourself, if you have been feeling like, you know, like you don't know which way to go, I would definitely say there is going to be a link inside of the show notes. That way you can go to the link, click on it, and just fill it out. It shouldn't take you no more than like 15 minutes, okay? So just fill it out. That way I can know kind of like where I can help you and how I can help you. Because girl, let me tell you, I understand where you are at. I understand that you are trying to start, but I also understand that you have so many talents and you are really just trying to narrow things down. And you are so busy because your husband is busy. You are busy. The kids are busy. And you really just need some time for you. You need some time so that you could create your side hustle and create your business. And I am here to tell you that I am genuinely here for you. So if you would like to work with me one-on-one, now is the time, because right now, as I'm recording this episode, it is December the 6th at 9:33 p.m. Look, I have a wedding tomorrow, so the hustle is real. So what I want you all to do, if you feel like you are at a place where you want to level up for 2020, like the way that I see 2020 being for you is to double up on every single thing, for you to really just be focused, and for you to really just dive on into a whole new level. So what I want you to do is I need you to really just click the link that is below, and I want you to fill it out and submit it to the A Rich Life Podcast. So that way you could really, really get a jump start on 2020. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you this before we hop right on in, because I have two calls. I have two people that have been able to call me, and it's a recorded call on like a one-on-one empowerment coaching session. And I am literally like giving them my brains. Like I am telling people everything that, you know, they should learn, because I've been an entrepreneur for 8.5 years. And when 2020 comes, it'll be 9 years. So I've been in the game for a while. So anyway, what I want you to do is I really want you to just fill it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, like I know you listening. All I need you to do is just fill it out. If you really feel like you want 2020 to be different, I'll tell you a little bit about what's coming up, because y'all know I don't keep no secrets from the A Rich Life podcast. Like, let me tell you, like, y'all know my whole life. Have y'all checked out episode number 92? Girl, let me tell you, okay? Like, OMG. Episode number 92, I really get into some things that, you know, the average person may not talk about, you know, like on a podcast, but I feel like with me being in this space, I want to be transparent with you. I feel like it is my obligation, you know, like, and it's another podcast that I did, how you need to turn your mess into a message. But a lot of times, you know, like, people don't share, you know, like, the things that they have been through. It's episode number 90, turn your mess into a message. And a lot of times people do not go through the things that they've been through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to show you just the shiny stuff. I want to show you, no, like, this is really how it is. So anyway, if you feel like you are at a point in your life and you know that 2020 is time for you to change, not only are we in the process of ending a year and beginning a new year, like, we are legitimately going into a whole new decade. Like, 2020 is, like, to me, and I will tell you this, for us, for the A Rich Life community, 2020 is like a brand new start. 2020 should be to you like a new birth. 2020 should be like a year of manifestation, a year of prosperity, a year of stepping out on faith, a year of being bold, a year of being confident, a year of being a great mom, a great wife, a great employee, a great side hustler. For us, like, and myself included, you know, like, I include myself in every single thing that I do with this podcast, because I feel like I am also included in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is real talk. So in 2020, girl, like, the way that I see 2020 for you, oh gosh, the way that I see 2020 for you is with you getting yourself together. And when you are living a rich life, as I always say, is not just being rich in your finances. That is not it. Because I have seen so many people that have said that, you know, like, they know rich people and they're suicidal, they're depressed, they don't know what's going on. But living a rich life means that you are rich in your mind, in your body, in your soul, and in your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a total woman thing that we are doing here. And I know that some, you know, and I would never throw shade, but I'm just saying, like, some things just cover certain aspects of business, certain parts of a woman. But with A Rich Life, we cover every part of a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, we here want to make sure that not only are you a good wife, not only are you a good hustler, not only are you a good business owner, but you are a darn good wife. You are a darn good mother. And excuse my language, you are a damn good Samaritan. Like, you are just good. And it's okay for you to be who you are, because a lot of times I'm going to get into the calls. But a lot of times we, like, almost like just add water. You know what I'm saying? Like, we dilute our gifts. We dilute our talents, if that makes sense. And I'm sure it makes sense to you because you are listening to me. So let's say, for instance, if you are, let me think about some kind of drink, right? If you are drinking, and this is just right off the top of my head, beets. Beets have a significant taste. Beets are a vegetable or a fruit. I don't know if it's a vegetable or it's fruit. Sweet Jesus. Well, beets, I would say it is a vegetable, right? Vegetable or fruit. We'll say it like that. So you are doing beets, and you are doing beets as a juice. but you decide that you want to water it down. Or let's say that, you know, hey, I'll say it like this. You have a glass of wine and the wine may be a little too strong and you want to water it down because when you water it down, it's not as potent, if that's the right word. It's not as strong. It's not as vibrant. So what you do is you just water it down because you feel like when you water it down, it's not as strong, right? Or whatever. Think about whatever it is. I normally don't water down things, so I don't know what, you know, metaphor or whatever I need to add. But what I want you to realize is that in 2020, I don't want you to add no water to nothing. Period. I don't want you to add water to anything. I do not want you to water yourself down. Let me give you some scenarios about when you begin to water things down, right? So just say, for instance, you are out and about and you are with some of your best friends and your best friends hear your ideas, right? And then you are talking to your best friend and you're like, yeah, girl, I want to open a business. I want to make six figures. I want to, you know, I want to grow my business. I want to really begin to start my side hustle. And I'm really listening to the A Rich Life podcast and I'm pumped up, right? And then your friend, on the other hand, your friend is like, girl, you really think you can do that? Girl, do you really think that is possible? Girl, let me tell you, you are still working your 9-to-5 job. You are, you know, you, let's just say, for instance, you are a guidance counselor. You are good. Like, why are you trying to do something else? You're good. And then you begin to look back at your friend and you're like, huh, okay, well, you know, maybe I am already good. Maybe I should not think about starting my business. Because, you know, I still get the summers off and I'm still doing quite well. So now you begin to water down your dreams. I really hope that makes sense. You begin to water down certain things for certain people, right? I mean, that's being honest. So you don't come as strong as you need to because you feel like you got to add water because you are sparing somebody else's feelings. Yeah. That's it. You spare your friend's feelings because you have a bigger dream and your dream is bigger than the friends around you dreams and you don't want to crush their feelings. So you're like, you know what? I'll just join you, girl. You know what? Never mind about that business. I am doing good with my 9-to-5 and you know what? We just gonna stick it out from here on out. Later for the side hustle, you know, who feels like doing anything extra? We got Netflix. We can just binge on Netflix on all of our free time. Look, let me tell you, that sounds good, but in 2020, it is time for you to level up. And this is just straight talk. No longer are we going to water down our dreams. Do not water down your dreams for the sake of someone else's feelings, for the sake of how someone else may feel, for the sake of how someone else may be intimidated by what you are doing. You are not going to water down who you are. Because let me tell you what happens when you water down who you are. Then you make yourself feel like you are less of a person when you water yourself down. And then when you water yourself down and add so much water, then you forget about who you are. Like, you're not as strong as you should be. And when I say water down, what I mean is however you want to envision this. And I am literally just like kind of just flowing. So I don't have a script right now. I am literally just like, you know, like just saying things as they come to me. But okay, I can say it like this. Say if you are a painter, right? You are a painter and you go to Walmart or Target or whatever your favorite, and you select the color orange. Just saying hypothetically, you select a really, really strong, like a strong orange. But at the same time, the people or the color that you select, it is so strong. Then you add some white to it and the white makes like the color just kind of like, you know, like kind of fade out just a little bit, and it'll turn into like a lighter orange. And then as you continue to add more white to the paint that you selected with the color orange, then the orange gets lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. I hope that that paints a picture for you, right? So if we have the color orange from Target, let's just say Target, because I love, Jesus, I love Target. So let's say that we are at Target. We go to the paint section and we say, well, today we are going to do the color orange and we are going to paint orange on a canvas. But then when you have that strong color of orange, you begin to paint with that color orange because the orange is strong. The orange is vibrant. The orange is the color that you wear. And every time you go somewhere, people are like, oh my gosh, I love your orange. Your orange is so beautiful. It accents your skin tone. You should always wear orange. And then people will start complimenting you, and then other people start like bringing, you know, like their orange sweaters to you because they're like, girl, like you look so good in orange, I'm just gonna give you some orange stuff. So here we are because we are orange, and then maybe your friend comes around and they're like, oh my gosh, like you really like that orange? No, girl, I don't think you should wear that. And then you would say, well, I won't go for orange again, maybe I'll go for a lighter orange. Because my friend says that, you know, lighter orange, it kind of complements me in a different way. So what I want you to do, and what I need you to realize, that when you are living a rich life from here on out, when you continue to go to 2020 and the years from beyond, we are not adding water. We are not adding white. We will not add water. We will not add white. Because as a multifaceted creative individual, now is our time to really, really shine. And we have to get ourselves to a place where we say it doesn't matter who is offended by our light. They got to put their shades on because it's time for us to shine, period. Like 2020 is like clear vision. And that is one of the things that I know that I will be talking about soon. I have so many topics that I'm going to be talking to y'all. But I want you to realize in your head, I need you to get in your mind that 2020 is about clear vision. And it doesn't matter what anybody else may think, because that, oh gosh, oh, this may be just an episode all by itself, minus the calls. That is the main thing that keeps us from progressing, is what others think, what others may perceive, what our best friend or friends may say, what the Facebook people may say, what our whatever. A lot of times it's not us, it's the things that are around us. And what I want you to realize is that in 2020, because 2020 for me means clear vision and consistency. That's it. Clear vision and consistency. So I need you to have a clear vision as you walk into a new decade. Because when you are walking to a new decade, 2020 is like 2020. So you like at the beginning, like you are like pregnant with the promise. You know what I'm saying? And as you are pregnant, you're not going to get the promise like right on. The promise ain't going to come yet. But that zero is like that belly that you have, that you have to carry for 9 months. Girl, let me tell you, the belly is like you're pregnant with it and you got to give birth to it. But in order to give birth, you got to build your confidence. In order to give birth to the new you, to the new life, to what is going to come next, you got to give birth. But when you give birth, you got to move past fear. You got to move past being scared. You got to experience, look, I'm a mama. So y'all know, mama's girl, you got to experience the pain. Because that zero could be that pregnancy. And let's talk about pregnancy. Come on, God. Come on, God, speak. When you are pregnant, you have that morning sickness, and that morning sickness may be things that food that you cannot eat, right? And the food that you cannot eat may be that friend that is beginning to tell you things that is saturating your spirit, that is saturating your heart, that is saturating your soul. So now you got to throw that thing up. Oh, God. Now you got to throw that thing up. You got to throw it up because you can no longer keep that in your belly. So now you got to give that friend up. You got to, oh man, if y'all could just see, you got to give that up. Who is it that you need to give up? Who is it? What is it that you need to give up? Think about whatever it is. And a lot of times, you got to just separate yourself from that. So with the 2020, the zero for the A Rich Life community is that pregnancy phase. But you got to first plant that seed. And I'm talking a little deep tonight, but the seed has to be planted first. So what is your seed? What is your dream? What is your vision? What is your goal? What do you want to manifest? What do you want to give birth to? How can you give birth to this thing? So as you go through the phase, you gotta, sometimes some people experience morning sickness. Sometimes if people don't experience morning sickness, they may experience what do they call them? Like depression. You know what I'm saying? So you may be depressed a little bit. Sometimes you experience depression where, you know, maybe the father of the child may have walked away. And the depression can be, well, maybe you don't have enough faith in your goals. Depression can be, you know, as you give birth to what is inside of you. But that zero is like the zero, y'all. And this is real. Like the zero, we're pregnant right now. We're pregnant. I'm pregnant, you pregnant, we all pregnant, but it's not a physical pregnancy. Right now, it's more like a spiritual pregnancy, a business pregnancy, a mind, body, and soul pregnancy. Oh, man, I hope that resonates with you because it resonates with me. And as you are going through your process, as you may experience morning sickness, as you may experience, you know, the lack of confidence, as you may experience not having the support that you need, as you may experience, what else do you experience? Swollen ankles, you know, as you experience hurt, as you may experience the Braxton Hickson's. Braxton Hickson's can be, you know, what you experience in business because, you know, like things hurt. This hurts. This hurts. This requires a lot. It requires a lot of dedication. It requires a lot of sacrifices. It requires a lot of time. It requires things that you never expected. Think about the pregnancy that you had. And if you have never been pregnant, girl, I'm sure that you have experienced something in your life. You was like, ooh, child, that really brought me to my knees. Think about what the biggest thing in your life was that you had to overcome. And when you begin to think about that thing, what I want you to realize is that you will go through it and you will make it through. But at this point, to me, 2020 means like giving birth or being pregnant. Being pregnant, I would say, being pregnant right now. And as you are pregnant, you are kind of just developing. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times, and I'm just going back, when you are pregnant, you are like, you know, around that, like that 4 or 5 month phase, you kind of go through, well, is it a boy or is it a girl? And then as you progress with your pregnancy, then you're like, oh, you get to see the features of the child. And then you as progress to your pregnancy, then you get to see the birth. That's kind of like what business is like. That is what business is like, because first the seed comes, right? And when the seed comes, that means that all of these ideas begin to come to you, and then you have all of these ideas. And then sometimes you need the doctor or the coach or the empowerment coach to tell you, well, if you have a boy or a girl, or if you have twins, or if you have triplets, or if the pregnancy is not safe. So a lot of times we need all of these experiences to help us, kind of just to lead us to where we need to be. So what I think I am going to do, because this episode is already at 23 minutes, and gosh, I like to keep it as quick as possible, but I hope that you are enjoying this so much as I am, because I am just speaking as it is coming to me. So what I need you to do is, now that the seed is planted, now that you have listened to the A Rich Life podcast all of this time, I am sure that the seed is planted. I am sure that a light has sparked inside of you. And what I need you to do now is act on that spark. I need you to no longer be afraid of what others may say, what others may think, what others may perceive of you. I no longer need you to sit in a place of judgment of yourself. Oh, Lord, my husband is calling. Jesus. Oh, I'm going to pause this episode. Give me 1 second and I'll be okay. So I'm back. So I need you to really think about, how can you step up for 2020? What can you do to make this new decade? Because we are starting literally from zero. And I will have another episode after this one, that is like a decade review that is coming up. That may be episode number 94, 95, whatever numbers I am on. But that is an episode that is coming, of how you can do a review of what, you know, the things that you have done in your past. But what I want you to realize is that right now you are about to give birth. And it's not in a sense of a physical birth. It is a birth of a manifestation of your dreams, of your visions, of the things that you've always wanted to do, but you have held back in the past. But right now, with 2020 being a new decade, it's almost like we are starting over. And a lot of times we have to use our story, our experiences, the things that you have done, the things that you have gone through, and use that to mold your story and to mold who you are. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to me. And I pray that you click the link below. And it's just going to be one link this time. It's not even going to be confusing. Click the link below if you feel like you are ready to step outside of your box. 2020 is a time for us to level up. 2020 is a time for you to have clear vision. 2020 is a time for you to no longer sit back and watch others achieve their goals and their dreams and their visions. But 2020 is a time for you to just begin. Just to begin. And it's not, you're not even asking to do like $1 million. You're just asking to start. And that's where the A Rich Life podcast can really, really help you out at, is just to start. No, you know, we're not talking about no lawyers, no doctors, no all of that. We're not talking about a doctor's office. We are talking about small businesses here. And you are a creative individual and you are literally trying to just narrow things down. And if you feel like you are at a point in your life where you are exhausted, where you are tired, where you are dreaming and thinking and have been meditating, and every time you wake up in the middle of the night, you want this dream to come to pass and you just don't know how to do it. You just don't know where to start. Well, girlfriend, let me tell you, I am here to help you. I am legitimately here to help you. And I will tell you every single thing that I know about business. Now, let me tell you the other thing. And I am going to be straight, clean, and honest. I'm not going to tell you about no LLCs, no incorporated, and all of that. Like, you got to figure that part out. But I can tell you how you can brand yourself, how you can start your business. I can tell you how important consistency is, and I can tell you how important it is to show up. That I can tell you. So I am almost at 30 minutes. What I want to say in your ear right now is to dream and to never stop dreaming, and to really, really, all of the dreams that you have, it is possible. Everything that you see for yourself, it is possible. These things that we see did not just come out of nowhere. Like, they came because they're like, your dreams are telling you, hey, just say, for instance, these are your dreams. Your dreams are like, hey, girl, I'm here. I know that you can achieve this. I know you already have the resources that you need. All you got to do is just act on it. And a lot of times we don't act. So what I need for for you to do from here on out. This is like a little pep talk. What I need you to do from here on out is to act. What I need you to do from here on out is to go for it. What I need you to do from here on out is click the link below and say, I am ready to change my life. I do not want to walk into 2020 being blindfolded, but I intentionally want to walk towards my goals and be intentional about every single thing that I am doing. So if that is you, I need you to go ahead while it's free, because it's not going to be free after a while. I'm going to tell you right now. We are definitely out. Time is valuable. Money is time. Time is money, honey. And if anybody is keeping me from my photography business, oh, yeah, it's getting real. So what I want you to do is I want you to make the next step. I want you to think about what you want in your life and how you can achieve those things in your life and how you're going to do it. So this episode is going to be a little bit longer because I am going to go ahead and add the calls onto this episode, because I am the type of person, and let me just tell you how I have always operated my business and how I have even operated my 9 year in 2020. It'll be my 9th year photography business. I show people what they are going to get. And I think that is so important. And I'll tell you this and I'm gone. For right now, it is so important for me to show you what you will get so you can know what to expect. But a lot of times I have always been the type of person like, show me first. You know what I'm saying? It's like that wedding dress that you try on, or it's like that, you know, like whatever you may try on, it's a special occasion and you want to make sure that your curves are right. But you got to try the dress on to see if it fits. Like, how else are you going to know if this dress is ideal for you? You got to try it on. So what I like to tell people, try it on first. And this is what these calls are all about, where you see at hand what it is, how people have picked my brains, and then that way you can decide, oh, well, you know, I like this, or you know what, that's not for me, or yeah, that's helpful, but I don't need it right now. Like, that's just it. So anyway, I am at my 30 minutes and this whole entire podcast is going to be about an hour, but that's okay. If you stick around, you could see how I have done my 101 empowerment coaching with some of my podcast listeners. And here it is. So listen up. If you like it, click the link below. And if not, then you know what? It's okay to find somebody else. It's okay to find somebody else, but I am going to show you what you're getting, period. That's just me, and that's how I've always been. So thank you so much for listening. Here are the interviews with me, Empowerment Coaching 101, and here it goes. And thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all next week.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, hear you good.
Okay, got it. All right, so we'll just go ahead and just start off. So thank you for calling, girl. I appreciate it. I'm very excited about your future and the things that you're going to do in your life. So tell me, what are some of the things that you kind of just need help with?
Branding myself, really. Marketing. And just trying to, like, be authentic without really getting away from who I am. You know, like, not trying to overdo it, but just do enough to, like, help my brand. But I just don't want to come across as something that I'm not.
Right. And then I do understand that. So I will tell you this, from, like, even from my own experience, a lot of times we really do have to put ourselves out there, even though it may be like, dang, it's so hard. Or am I talking about, you know, something that you totally believe in? So what I would say is on this journey, you have to put yourself aside and you got to think about, how are you going to help your ideal client? Like, how are you going to help this person? And when you put yourself aside and think about your client or think about your customer, then it makes things a little bit easier. But you got to put yourself out of the way. And sometimes that's hard to do because on social media, a lot of times, you know, like, you are putting yourself out there. You are creating this brand, but you got to put yourself aside, if that helps. And then the other thing as well, when you talk about, like, how to brand yourself, I would say the best advice for, like, branding yourself is just to think about what is something that the person you are going to help, what do they want? What are they pain, their pain points? Say, for instance, what you're doing, like the pedal pushers, right? Your ideal person that you may be helping may be a mother of two, or she may be a wife and she's trying to balance it all out. But she needs encouragement, she needs help, or maybe she needs some scriptures. So with her needing help, I would say think about what scriptures which would bring her strength. You know what I'm saying? Then that would be a source of the brain. Think about what is her major pain points as far as what is the main thing that she is struggling with and what can you help her with. And then that is a part of your branding. That's a part of your content. Think about, what does she think about at night before she goes to sleep? And how can you help her? So when you come from a place of service over self, then that way you think more about her and not more about yourself. Got it?
That is awesome.
All right. So now we have about the branding.